Yeah. This don't need to be a full. I just wanted to finish that thought because I'm so, like, I don't know if it's fair to include the viewers in something that I guess it's only right to. Our intro should be every episode on this show has been satire. It should just be that. It should just be his. Just switch a couple words of that. That guy's post. My life is exponentially better having heard that. Everything I've done this week is worth what that payoff. That there's that. That is so funny.
I didn't even read the whole thing. You want me to finish it?
Yes, please. How dare you?
I mean, since there is more, let me see.
Oh, my God.
When you see it written, it's like the main post is to any and all federal agents browsing this website, and then under it, like a subtweet, is, you know, every post I've ever made on this website. So any post associated with this account is satire and should be treated as such. At no point has anyone associated with this account ever condoned, encouraged, committed, or abated acts of violence or threats of violence against any persons, regardless of racial, ethnic, what? Religious, political, or cultural background. In case of an investigation by the federal entity or similar, I do not have any involvement with this group or with the people in it. I do not support any actors by any members, or I don't support any actions by any members of this group. I have removed all other posts and comments I have made on this account.
Oh,
dude nuked
God.
His whole shit and then had an announcement.
And then he ends with, and I don't hate fags. Just told on himself. Just like everything he says in there, you're like, oh yeah, so you did make threats to people based on race.
Yes, you absolutely did. And you absolutely conspired with some of your buddies, and it was a bunch of you. Yeah.
In your panic. What a Hail Mary. Which is so funny that, depending on how bad it was, it's just as likely that he drew attention to himself. And when they see it, they're like, well, let's go research who this guy is. Because he names everything. Why would you include it in the things you haven't done if you actually didn't do them? You know what I mean? Oh, that is, oh, like, kiss the fingers. French chef style. That is magnifique.
Did you hear about this lady that's a Texas real estate lady that took a private jet to D.C. and then now the feds have come and picked her up, and she's like, this is bullshit. Uh-huh. Started like a GoFundMe, was begging Trump for a pardon before she even got arrested. Is top notch. I don't know that I'm going to be able to find her.
So wonderful. This is like you heard about those gamers that just like sit in a room for like literally like 48 hours, 72 hours straight playing video games, and they like pass out from malnutrition and all they're drinking and stuff. And like they're like, they go blind because they're just staring at this. This would be me and you sitting on op, like just our, both of our screens are back to back, so we can't see each other. And we're just scanning the fucking internet for these stories, and I would just be like, look, I found one, come over here, and then I'd share it, and then we'd watch the guy talk about how it's so rare that something as satisfying happens all at once to so many people.
I'm going to get you the audio of this lady.
Jeremy, this is so beautiful.
Dallas area realtor Jenna Ryan is the second D.C. riot participant to ask for a pardon. She flew on a private jet to D.C. to, quote, stop the steal. FBI arrested her today. This was like 6 days ago. She says, I feel persecuted. The other guy was, I think, the guy that was the shaman or something. She also says she wants a pardon because the reason she went there is because Trump told her to go there. So it's like, well, he's not going to pardon you, dummy. You just implicated him. Like
And then they've been doing that. I've seen that they'll post like someone's words on CNN, and it'll be like, "Yeah, I went. That was her. It said I went there because Trump told me to." USA, USA, oh, it's so good.
USA. This is her. She's posting. She's at like the doors of the Capitol building.
Yes, you are.
We're not going to be quiet.
And you're going to be. Well, you will be once you get arrested. Yeah, and then you're going to be crying later.
Get your turtle ass out here.
She's mad at Mitch.
Mitch. Now they're stealing the.
Out here, Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell.
Bitch McConnell. How come no one said bitch McConnell?
Really? Really?
Wait, you say she's from Texas? She's not from Berkshire, England?
You're messing with the wrong people!
And that's spelled typo with an A.
Because you know what?
Old lady.
Listen.
What?
You woke up the sleeping giant. You try to make us into Venezuela. You know what? We are armed and dangerous. This is the beginning.
Dangerous.
If you think.
Dude. We're armed and dangerous. You're messing with the wrong people.
That's people spelled P-A-A-A. I don't know the rest.
Yeah, as soon as you said you questioned her accent about being from Texas, she showed you, didn't she? She's like, oh.
Yeah, she's from the Upper East Side of London. Fucking, American exceptionalism at its finest.
And the,
and
the greatest part is I want a pardon, and I feel persecuted. Lady, look at you.
I want a pardon. Oh, yeah, you're persecuted. You were just minding your business, and they just came and started fucking with you. Oh, no, never mind. That was a black guy that got the shit beat out of him by cops. You were just screaming about being armed and dangerous. You stupid bitch.
Hey, while I was in this reading and doing some research, one of the cops that got dragged out and was roughed up, not the one that was beat to death, but the other guy, or one of the other guys, had a mild heart attack. And while all this was going on, he's like, I could have shot people. But there were so many people, I was going to run out of ammo, and then I know for sure they were going to kill me. So I just started screaming.
Yeah,
I have kids. I have kids. So So I guess he had a mild heart attack while this was going on. And eventually, there was enough people that secured him, circled around him, and to make sure he didn't get ripped limb from limb. So the reporter asked him about it, and he's like, "Yeah, I'd like to thank those people." But I would also like to say, fuck you for being there. I'm like,
yeah. They play that on CNN a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a neck tattoo. He almost looks like he would be one of them, but he's not.
I don't get to watch any CNN unless there's a big, unless there's something to make fun of, and then one of the people I watch makes fun of it.
Oh, man. I shouldn't enjoy this as much, but I just fucking do. And it's just, you would think up until this point, it's been porn and podcasts that I've missed about not having the internet the most. Now it's this. Oh, the trolling. I know, Parler's gone, but the trolling, they doing some big, you gotta get with some of it. You gotta interview a QAnon person. Oh my God. It's just so beautiful. Oh, man. Oh, you can't have a democracy where those people have a voice. I'm sorry. You can't.
Well, that lady, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that just got elected in Georgia as a House of Representatives, so she's a congresswoman, and she's Q. She's, she was part, and she helped lead the Stop the Steal type stuff. I'm telling you, these nuttier than squirrel shit, dude.
I never wanted to get out of prison so bad in my life.
just so you could do a deep dive one day. Just get a little stone and do a deep dive.
I'm missing all of it. Like I want to fuck with them. I want to egg them on. I want to pretend to be on their side.
That's,
I want to do all this.
That's
charity.
What I do. That's the role I play, because there's no reason. The comedy's already there, so there's no reason to try to troll them or argue with them.
To troll them more subtly and be on their side and try to outdo them. Which is like the Daily Show will do it occasionally. They'll go out to places and they'll be like, yeah, absolutely. And then they'll go so much in their corner that the people that they're talking to Trump supporters go, yeah, wait, no, no. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, because they'll like turn it into something like, yeah, like gay people should be allowed to. And then they're like, yeah, wait, no, 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 no. You crossed the line.
Carl had the Parler account, and Carl thought it was pretty cool to spell his name with a Q.
By the way,
and I would post shit like, "Stop the steal!" all caps, 3 or 4 exclamation point, and I would spell it STE. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stop the steal.
That's another. I didn't mention all the typos that I just read through for you. And by the way, you're welcome for me to find that. I told you I did a little show prep, and I thought you would appreciate that.
Oh, that's so good. It's so good. I can't.
Your current balance is $37.48. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
So with the
yawn shit on your chest.
What's up, though?
Yo, hold on a second. I'm doing you dirty.
All right.
Why isn't that? Oh, it is playing. Okay. I couldn't hear it. Yo, what up, though?
What up? What you doing?
Shit. Hey, the last couple times you called me, I've been in precarious positions. I was in, like, the health food store, and some lady was telling me about some herbal pills that would help my dick problems. And I couldn't be like, hey, you know, hey, I'm going to take this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, I'm having, like, a heart-to-heart with this 60-year-old lady that's, you know, trying to help a brother out. And then I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, I was thinking for a segment for the show that we'll play after it happens, I think it would be a good idea if we had Joe's sports picks.
Joe's sports picks. I like it.
Right? Or GR Joe's sports picks or Grand Rapids Joe's sports picks, whatever. So, do you have any ideas for. Well, let's talk about Bucks Packers.
I think it's gonna be I definitely think Packers are gonna win. I don't want them to, but it's just Aaron's just doing his thing right now.
Yeah, well, get rid of Danica Patrick, and now he's got a hard on. So
lucky, ain't no
lucky
doubt.
Bastard.
You see Hank Aaron die?
Say what? Oh, yeah, I did see Hank Aaron die. I didn't realize, or I had forgotten, that dude is third all-time hits?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Third? I mean, so we're talking Pete Rose, Ty Cobb, and the home run king. What? That dude was special, man. I didn't realize that. Plus, he leads all-time, has more RBIs than Bonds. You know, like, wow.
He was pretty good.
Imagine if Hank Aaron was juicing.
Something crazy. Yeah, because they didn't have that back then. Or they weren't, I don't know, when were steroids invented? I mean, I know they weren't invented, but, like, when did we start ingesting steroids?
In the modern era, I would say it was 2003. Wasn't 2003 when Canseco, or no, not Canseco, but McGuire and Bonds and Sammy Sosa were all like, mainly Sammy Sosa and McGuire were going after like 70 home runs or something. And that's when you knew. Remember, they had to go to Congress and they were all fucking lied and was like, nope, I don't know nothing about Rafael Palmeiro, all those old school dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing. Well, excuse me, sir, your helmet size has grown 3 sizes since you entered the league, and you entered the league at age 26. Can you explain that?
Yeah, he was huge. Who was old McGuire?
Yeah, but this also brings up, if you juice correctly, you can get huge and not die. Mark McGuire's still around, Barry Bonds still, all them dudes. Like, I wonder if we get told shit about steroids and it's not necessarily true.
is it big down there? I knew when I was down there, I feel like I knew a few people from, like in the beach that would be down there juicing and shit too. My homeboy Joe Amato was, and he was an angry person without it too. So just imagine him on them. You know what I'm saying? He used to get like where he'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, even you with little moral compass whatsoever is like, "All right, dude, this is a bit much."
Yeah. Hey, calm down. Calm down. You dropped your cigarettes or something. It'd be something like something little where you could just see him get real mad and shit.
And his face gets red, like, his ears gets hot.
Right. You'd be like, "This is the fourth fucking time I dropped something today."
You know what is a weird thing that you probably, since you've been down for like 6 years, you probably, you know, something that's kind of changed in that field, that arena, that you wouldn't know, but you come out here. Now, because doctors are giving dudes my age, you know, from like my age up, they're giving them like hormone replacement or testosterone replacement therapy meds. There's legit dudes I work with that are my size, right? Like the size of a golfer or a soccer player, you know, like not big dudes, just little frame dudes that I work with that are like my age or a little bit older. So, you know, let's say a dude that's like 48 or 50. And it's obvious he's on the testosterone. My man is fucking jacked. And it's like jacked old dudes everywhere. Not everywhere, but like... You know, all you would have to do is get, you know, testosterone replacement, you know, treatment and work out a little. And I just read an article the other day where dudes are getting huge and not even working out. And now I'm like, all right, once this corona's over.
I want them.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right. If I could just lay around and just get big.
I was in a detox or treatment, you know, trying not to drink and stuff. Not long ago, a couple years ago, and I spent a bunch of money to go to this fancy one or whatever. And this dude was in there, and he was hooked on fish food. And he didn't take a lot of it or nothing, but he had been on it for like a couple years. And
what was it?
Little orange flakes, fish food.
Shut up!
Swear to God. So he didn't do it to like get high or just he couldn't stop doing it. Because he felt like he didn't feel good if he didn't do it. So he's like, so he went to this, and dude was like 2 or 3 years older than me and a brick shit house. And I'm like, bro. Yeah, I'm like, bro, how do you not have a neck? How often do you work out? He's like, oh, a couple times a week. I'm like, no, bro, you got to be doing it. He's like, no, you got to go see your doctor. And then he like broke it down for me. And he's like, oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe how much you want women again, and how much. Oh, believe, hey, if you're in here for drinking, I gotta warn you. You start. He didn't say juicing, but you know, he's like, you start taking testosterone, you're gonna be able to drink all night long and pound all night long. I'm like, wait, so I can. This will help my dick, and I can drink more.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Hey, wait. What about this? How are you not calling this out? Everyone's in there. People are in there for drinking, probably heroin, cocaine and shit. This guy's in here for eating fish food?
Yeah, well, you know, you don't judge people for shit like that. I mean, when you're in that type of environment, somebody could be like, I have a glass of wine a night and I feel terrible about myself. You know, you still try to help those people out. And my man had a problem. Like he would tell a story. He's like, yeah, if I don't take it, I get anxiety, and then I feel worry about it, and then I'm like, fuck it, I'm taking it.
Did you ever tell Chino about this story?
No, I haven't. No.
That'd be hilarious. That's probably one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
Dudes in rehab for subs.
For eating food, fish food.
Yeah, you know I don't mean fish food, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about the dog?
No, I'm not talking about dog food. I'm talking about the Suboxone.
Oh, okay. I'm over here. I'm over here thinking that it was fish food you were eating. That is fucking funny. I that makes sense. I'm going to call it that now.
Yeah, well, that's why he couldn't, you know, he would go a day without doing it and then be all kind of, you know, not
feeling. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, I can see that too. Although, I always use that as like a helper or replacement. Like, I never got high from it. I never felt anything. All I did was not get dope sick because I was doing so much dope that would help out.
Right.
But, you know, after talking to some people, I understand now that that's a lot different than I ever knew.
Yeah, well, you know, it's crazy because, like, you could be on methadone and shit. Methadone and, the sub shit. And then, you're considered in recovery, right? I came off the methadones before, and that's probably the worst withdrawal I've ever had my whole entire life. It was bad.
Dude,
real bad. Like, you feel it in your bones and shit. It's just.
Dude, oh.
And it's forever, too.
Have I told you that my brother's been going to the methadone clinic for like 5 or 6 years now?
What's he get, the liquid or the little coffins?
Liquid.
That's what we call them, the little coffins. My dad was doing that shit for years, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's so scary to try to get off of it.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why he killed himself, because his doctor, he was getting something stupid. Like, they were giving him, like, 700.
Jesus.
He was, like, taking up to 5 a day. That's what he was prescribed for, 5. 10 milligrams. I think they come in 10s, right?
I don't know too much about. I mean, I've eaten like some of the pills, and I've eaten some. I've eaten a gummy as well. But I've been to the methadone clinic twice in my life. Both times I spent 13 months there, and was like determined to do it right. So like I would be at like 35 mils, which ain't shit for like 4 or 5 months, and then they would take me down each week. They would take me down 1 mil, and I even went when I only got 3 mils, and then 2 mils, and then 1 mil. I went the whole fucking week because I'm like, nope, fuck that. I deserve it. This is what I get. This is what we're supposed
you
to do.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Were you fucked up at the end of it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't hurting at all at the end of it. No, I felt great.
I said some sarcasm.
No, for real. When you go down 1 mil a week, that your body's okay with that.
Yeah, that's how they do it in the county. I'm gonna call back tomorrow. There's a couple people trying to get on the phone, so I'm gonna see what's up tomorrow. So with you.
All right, that's straight.
Tell Chino I said what up too. Love y'all.
All right, love you guys too. Tell Nick what's up.
Yep, bye.
See you.